Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Zaidman joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. He is, more than anything else, our friend.
Morning, Zach.
And a ginger hair genius. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are not doing as well as Kyle Hendricks. And we were talking about not only what a good pitcher he is, but apparently he's also something of a savant at the plate.
Yeah. You know, last year he had four total hits for the entire 2018 season and comes up with three hits last night. What a gem, because he gets the three hits at the plate, including that two-run double that put the game away, if you will, because he only allowed the one run. But he gave up just three hits on the mound in eight-plus innings. He's found his stride again. I think, and we talked about this after the 81-pitch masterpiece against St. Louis, one of the things that he needed to find was that feel. He's a pitcher. We can talk about the analytics and the scouting reports and all that kind of stuff, but for Hendricks, it's about feel, and he's got the feel for his fastball again. And he's kind of working backwards compared to the way he normally does, where, you know, people are thinking changeup, changeup, changeup. Well, he's backed people off with the plate with the fastball, taking advantage of the way opponents overswing and are over-aggressive when they're at the plate against him, and it's worked to perfection. The other thing that he pointed out after the 81-pitch masterpiece, and it also held true last night in Cincinnati, is that when guys do hit the ball hard off of you, make sure that it's hit at somebody. And yesterday, the defense was fantastic. Again, Albert Almora Jr. making that terrific catch in center field. And then when he did get into a little bit of a jam in that fifth inning with two outs, two men on, runners at the corners, Daniel Descalso comes up with that great backhanded stop and then the pick at first base by Bryant. They get out of the inning. And I bring that up because the ninth place hitter was up for Cincinnati, Tucker Barnhart, their catcher. And when the Cubs were in a similar situation in the second inning with two on and two out, their ninth place hitter, Hendricks, comes through with the big two-run double. That was the difference in the game.
Zach, I thought it was interesting and not necessarily accidental that Theo Epstein addressed beat reporters before the game a day after Carl Ravage from ESPN said on the radio that the Cubs plan to introduce Addison Russell back into the lineup on a regular basis at shortstop and use Javi Baez in more of a role that he has played in the past, different positions, maybe second, maybe third, maybe some short. And Theo pretty much shot that down. And he said that we have so many other players with versatility and moving parts that it makes sense to keep Javi where he is, where he's doing a great job. Joe Maddon certainly echoed that when he spoke to reporters. Did that surprise you at all? Do you think that still could be a possibility? What was your take about the whole thing?
I don't think I was surprised one bit whatsoever that both Theo and Joe Maddon came out as strongly as they did. Why would you take a guy who was the runner-up to the National League MVP, Christian Yelich, last year, and Baez is slashing at a higher rate this season than he was last year when he had that great year? He's currently riding a 12-game hitting streak, hitting nearly .400 during that streak. He's played exceptional defense at short. I think you don't want to take out something that's been working perfectly so far this season. And in terms of Russell, you just kind of have to let him work his way back. And eventually these things work themselves out. But at this point, I don't want to mess with success. And I think the Cubs are thinking the same way. And that's why Baez is staying at shortstop. Plus, Russell can play second base at a high level, too, from the glove standpoint. So, you know, baseball's all about the routine, and when something is working, rarely do you want to change it just for the sake of change.
What's going on with Anthony Rizzo's back? I know he's had these issues before. Is it, you know, one game I get, you give the guy some rest, but the him missing a second game just kind of is worrisome. I know he was there and he looked like he's ready to go. It's just anyone who's ever had a back problem knows how awful that is.
Yeah, he's had this. I think the problem was that they played in the cold in that 15-inning game on Saturday, and it just tightened up on him. So just listening to him talk yesterday, you kind of get the feeling that it may be a couple more days. But I don't think last year, remember, around this time, he was put on the injured list or the old DL with the back injury. I don't think that's going to happen this time around. And the good thing for them this year is that they've had so many guys, the core of that lineup, step up all at the same time, including Chris Bryant, who is beginning to look like the MVP that he was in 2016, really for the first time in a year plus. So that's been encouraging, and he's playing great at first as well with the glove. I think before the end of the week, you kind of get the feeling, just based on Rizzo's comments, that he'll be back, but there's no need to rush him, and you don't want to play around with it. It's kind of like a hamstring. The last thing you want to do is force a guy back into the lineup before he's 100%. And just listening to Rizzo talk, which wasn't the case last year, which is why they had to shut him down for a little bit, he'll be back sooner than later.
Zach, so much going well for the Cubs, where they are and how consistent their starting pitching has been, with the exception of Yu Darvish, who pitches today. Joe Maddon has been lavishing praise on Darvish, telling him he has to do simple better, all these things, but talking about his array of pitches. And I think that you'd like to see him today kind of pare those down and not use as much as maybe he thinks that he needs to use on a regular basis, which sometimes gets him in trouble. What do you expect today from Darvish?
Magnificence. And you can laugh at me all you want, but the numbers say that he dominates Cincinnati. Three starts in his career against the Reds. I'm going to wow you here.
Wow.
Three starts against the Reds in his career, 2-0 with a 1.93 ERA, including his best performance last year before he got banged up against the Reds. So if you go by history, chances are he'll put it all together in this performance tonight against Cincinnati. But you are right in terms of just being able to narrow the focus down, because he's got so many pitches in his arsenal. And they're all good, but I just think sometimes you have to go back to basics. And to me, it took Darvish the entire offseason to get himself right physically, that maybe, just like last year with Kyle Hendricks and the finger, you're working on rehabbing, that you're not really working on the pitching aspect of being on the mound. And hopefully he's gotten himself right. He's had a month plus now to pitch in the majors, feel confident about himself physically. And, I talked to him a couple of weeks ago. There are no physical issues. So now it's merely about being able to have trust. And I think narrowing some of that stuff down, just go with the fastball, go with the stuff that hitters have a difficult time hitting, which is no different than what happened with Carl Edwards Jr., where you're trying to nibble and you have this great fastball with so much movement, force guys to make a play on you. And I think that's what the Cubs are trying to do with Darvish.
He's lost some kind of confidence in his fastball. It, for whatever reason, he stopped throwing it. And they talked about it on the broadcast the last outing, how he was throwing so many sliders, and he just was getting himself, they stopped swinging at some point, and he was just getting himself in trouble. And obviously he only went four innings because he wasn't locating the fastball and didn't have confidence that he could.
Yeah. And I had a long conversation with him about this too. And I just asked him, why don't you just rear back and throw that fastball that we see late in games? And with most power pitchers, it takes them a little bit of time to get that velocity going. They kind of have to work themselves into a lather. So I don't know if you change up the bullpen routine to get yourself into that lather a little bit early on, so when you're on the mound, when the game starts, you can get there faster. But I think that's why it's not a physical thing. I just think it's a combination of feeling confident in your stuff and making sure you trust the pitch that gets called, either from the dugout or the catcher, and just let it rip. And maybe, again, he's got the history against Cincinnati, so maybe those two things combined will bring out the best of Darvish in 2019 on the mound tonight.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, Zach.
Look forward to your magnificence today.
Yeah, it'll be there.
It definitely will be. I always work hard. By the way, 13 of 15, best record in the National League since that 1-6 start. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
It is.
And so see you, guys.
Zach. See you, Zach.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.